time, we are focusing on a smaller political party contesting in the 2024 national elections. The Ubuntu Batho Congress is a party that contested in the 2021 municipal elections. They are in coalition government. They are represented with the ANC in eThekwini. And so today we are going to be speaking to Pilani Mavundla, the leader of the Ubuntu Batho Congress. Good morning, Pilani. Really appreciate your time. The Ubuntu Batho Congress, you refused to sign the IEC Code of Conduct pledge last week because it was written in English and without an isiZulu version. Why is that?
Good morning to you as well as the Capetonians. My understanding of the South African configuration in as far as the languages are concerned, we have 11 languages before we bring in the sign language. Now, it wouldn't make sense that you'll go to the Cape to get the political parties to sign the pledge, and then you don't have an Afrikaans version. It wouldn't make sense.
Or an isiXhosa version as well.
Or as well as isiXhosa version. Now, my argument was that if you then come to KwaZulu, you're bringing us an English version. It's very easy that you're going to go to Eastern Cape and do exactly the same, or not West for that matter, and forget the Atsonas there. But above this whole thing, APC, as it stands, it is fighting for a Zulu independent state. Mm. Now, it can be correct then we'll be saying that is what we want, but we don't demonstrate that we are serious about it. So basically, it was along those lines that we said, this cannot be allowed. Mm. It can't be correct.
So is that your sole platform, to essentially be a secessionist party that will call for the breakaway of the province of KZN, I assume, where we see the majority of people who identify as being Zulu living? Is that your platform, a breakaway state?
I don't even think it's a breakaway. Remember, before the colonization, the Zulus, they were a nation on their own. That is what we used to be. Now, we are saying KZN is big enough, it's got enough population, it's got everything that you need to run as a country. The only thing that we don't have is a power station. But we're not worried about that. We know what to do. So basically, all we are saying, with all the problems that the South African government or the way South Africa has been broken down, what is our reason of remaining in South Africa? Because there is absolutely nothing left in that country. So basically, we are saying, as Zulus, we want to go on our own. But there's a study that was done that clearly makes it clear that the Zulus want out of South Africa.
So you're essentially a Zulu nationalist party. Of course, KZN is comprised of many, many different demographics. White South Africans, Indian South Africans, so-called colored South Africans, would they then live under a AmaZulu state if you got your way, if you've managed to get sufficient votes, managed to somehow drive a political process for a KZN breakaway?
I need to explain that point. When we are talking about the independent state of KwaZulu, we are not saying take AmaZulu out of Indians or colored and so on and so on. That's not what we are saying. If you go to Botswana, it's not only the Botswanas that are the Botswana citizen. If you go to Eswatini, you can be white, you can be colored, you can be an Indian. Once you have a Swatini citizenship, you become a Swati. That's what happened. And we are saying the same thing about KwaZulu. We cannot then change it and give it some other name, because that is what historically has been, and that is what it is. It is KwaZulu. Now, you can be an Indian and still have a Zuluness in you. You can, you know. You can be colored and still you can be white. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. We're not looking at it in terms of color. We look at it in terms of the fact that this land belongs to the Zulu people. Mm.
The premise of our constitution and a negotiated constitution. That will, I will note, but that is the beauty of compromise and a peaceful negotiated settlement, is that we are on the premise of a unitary state. Nine provinces made up of, I think it's 240 municipalities, eight metros, all under one banner of a unitary state and united in our diversity. Do you not see any beauty in that, that we could all live together under the banner of a Republic of South Africa as a unified, unitary South African state?
Well, let's go back a bit. Remember that the negotiations that we have that brought about what is called the democracy and the new South Africa, the Rainbow Nation, it became a talk show or a platform of political parties. Now, let's go back. The people who fought against the colonizers, or the people that everything was taken away from, they were not politicians. Instead, they were our monarchies. Now, the question is, when CODESA started with the talks, all the monarchies were left out of that discussion. It was only the politicians that were talking for themselves. As a result, nobody ever cared what is it that the monarchies wanted, save for the IFP that Inkosi Buthelezi went there with the king fighting. Hence in KwaZulu, we got what we call Ingonyama Trust. That's how it came about. There are no other kingdom that had that. Now, basically, as APC, we are saying, let's stop arguing about things that we shouldn't be arguing about. First of all, the land issue, the land need to go as the Zulus, the land need to go back to the custodian of the Zulu land, being our monarchy.
Doesn't the Ingonyama Trust, which is essentially run by the Zulu monarch, already control and own quite a lot of shared land in KZN?
No, but that doesn't give everything. The fact that you've taken 100 rand from me, if you give me 80 rand, it doesn't mean you've given me all my money, because that's the situation. The land we're talking about that is under the Ingonyama Trust, it's a land that in actual fact, human beings shouldn't be living there. That's why you wouldn't find a single farm in these areas, because are the areas where people were just pushed into. Just like the people were, the Basotho people were pushed out of Free State to what is called Lesotho today. So basically, that is the situation in as far as Ingonyama Trust is concerned.
Pilani, you are not the only political party that has self-determination aspirations here in the Western Cape. There's the Referendum Party who wants an independent Western Cape. What's your thoughts on other political parties or groupings who say they want to go at it on their own? What's your thoughts on the Referendum Party and Cape Exit?
In Western Cape, you have the Xhosa people, you've got the white people, you've got the colored. If those people come together and agree that that's what they want, I really don't see anything wrong, because remember, South Africa right now is broken. We don't have DNL, we don't have Transnet, we don't have SAA. We owe IMF $4.7 trillion. Now, you tell me, how will South Africa get itself out of this debt? There's no way that they'll get out of it. And nobody can show us what we've done with all the money. If you remember, Baba Nelson Mandela settled the apartheid debt. And then the ANC went and borrowed more money that we cannot show what we've done with the money. Now, sitting in South Africa under the current situation, it means our future generation, as they are born, get the owing one. As it stands at the moment, each and every South African owes to the IMF equivalent to 80,000 rand. That is what it is if you base it on our population of 60 million. Therefore, the Cape Independent, as far as we are concerned as APC, what they are doing is very affirmative.
Pilani Mavundla, he is the leader of the Abantu Batu Congress, one of the 52 parties contesting nationally. And they're only contesting on one ticket. They essentially want an independent KwaZulu state. probably centered around eThekwini, Durban, essentially the entire KZN province as it stands. I'd like your thoughts. That's a smaller party offering their two cents on why you should vote for them. 021-446-0567.